The Obama administration named 11 executives to lead the government down the path towards better buying. Over the past 15 months, the White House has taken 24 actions to implement category management, and it's claiming more than $2 billion in savings from those efforts. Ann Rung is the administrator of the Office of Federal Procurement Policy. She tells executive editor Jason Miller about why naming the category managers is such a crucial step in getting greater value out of the $440 billion the government spends on procurement annually.
OMB, working with the Category Management Leadership Council, identified the agencies that would manage each of these categories. We looked at the agencies with the greatest amount of expertise and proven excellence in their category. We allowed the agencies the flexibility to identify the best person to run that category. These category managers are category CEOs. So we did specify that we wanted a senior executive managing these categories. OMB, as you know, is managing the IT category. We did indeed recruit someone from the private sector. We are open to private sector or government experience. For us, we're looking for a senior manager with expertise in the category, and the agency has the flexibility to determine whether that's someone in industry today or in government today.
One of the things that stood out to me was the senior level. I mean, David Shulkin, just as an example, managing one of the medical categories. I was a little surprised him versus somebody more at the operational level. But I guess you were looking for that senior accountable official is really the key here.
It is. If you think about these categories, some of them are, they're all billions of dollars in spend. So these are category CEOs managing, in many respects, a large business. So we are looking for the leadership skills to really drive interagency teams of subject matter experts. The delivery may be done in other agencies, but these are the teams that are the subject matter experts working with industry, developing and promoting strategies, really helping to drive the adoption of it across government. These are big, important roles for the government.
Is this modeled after something else? I mean, I like your analogy around these are billion-dollar industries. These are CEOs of companies. I mean, if you look at, pick Cisco or Apple or anyone else, I mean, a lot of the categories are the same size as those companies in terms of maybe revenue or spend or however you would classify it. Is this modeled after anything specific that you've looked at maybe in other sectors?
We are modeling this after the UK government and private industry. Both the UK government and industry recruited senior level individuals to manage these categories. In fact, just recently, we had a one-day summit with Johnson & Johnson, which is 10 years into category management. Their IT category manager met with our new IT category manager, Kim Luke, and they were exchanging best practices and experiences in how best to drive category management in the IT space, both senior-level executives.
When you look at, for instance, the UK as an example, or even Johnson & Johnson, though, their spend on, let's just take IT, is probably pales in comparison to the federal spend. Do those best practices still work? I mean, because it's one thing for, you or me to go buy a computer and we look at Costco or Best Buy or whomever, but when you're talking, tens of thousands, if not hundreds of thousands of computers, that's a much more complex problem.
The success of these category managers is going to be in identifying specific areas of spend that we can initially begin in. So if you think about this as a startup company where we're testing some proven strategies in government and industry across targeted subcategories of spend, and then we'll test it and scale it up over time across broader areas of spend in that category.
Is the laptop desktop memo from a few months ago kind of that first initiative under, for instance, the IT category where you're testing something, or is that maybe more of a proven concept?
Well, that's a great example where we are using proven strategies to test the outcomes in the federal government space. We are confident that that PC memo will reduce duplication in government, will drive greater savings, and will bring more spend under management. But that is an example of where we're starting in a very targeted subcategory within the IT spend area. We'll follow up, as you know, with strategies around software and eventually mobile, which together represent $10 billion in spend.
Is there a timing around either of those? I know there was a draft mobile policy that went out recently for comment. I imagine you've gotten comments back. Is there any timing on either of those, software or mobile?
The software policy went out for public comment, and we're reviewing and those comments now. Mobile will be coming out soon as well. So you can expect to see those in the near future.
Right. I remember the software was out for public comment. I just didn't know where it moved forward from there. Obviously, you guys got some comments.
Our team is reviewing the comments right now, and we'll make any modifications necessary based on those.
As the categories go, for instance, there's also the HCATS contract. I understand that could be awarded soon. I know you're not involved in that from an OPM perspective. But what else should we be seeing kind of moving forward out of the categories? You in the blog post on your website from the other day, you wrote that they're going to look at metrics, they're going to look at outcomes, they're going to look at the path forward. What's the short term and what's some of the long term goals?
If you go back to this notion that these are category CEOs running each category like a business, we can expect that there will be strategies specific to that business. So in the near future, the category CEOs will be developing specific metrics and outcomes for their category, strategies based on data analysis and market research. Those strategic plans will be reviewed and approved by the Category Management Leadership Council in the near future. You can also expect to see additional government-wide software solutions. We've been moving forward on that front already. You can expect to see Tiffany Hickson continue her good work driving savings and reduction in duplication across the professional services category. You can expect to see the Category Management Leadership Council come back together in the near future to review our progress. Our team developed Category Management Summit, which is a series of meetings between our category managers and industry and other governments that have implemented category management. You can expect to see those meetings continuing in the spring and later this year.
One of the things that we've talked about in the past is this idea that it's not like you're starting from page one or with category management. Work has been done up until the point that these managers were named and continues to be done. Now that these people are in place, what's the difference going to be between a month ago and a month from now with these experts in place?
The category leadership is the critical piece to making category management successful. It always comes back to the people. So we've had incredible teams of people working across these categories already, but formalizing and putting in place this top leadership is really the critical piece to ensuring that, you know, we have the necessary kind of expertise driving these categories and driving outcomes.
Early on in this process, you guys put out a chart, which I've linked to several times, regarding the 10 categories and that $270 billion in spend. Do you see any changes coming to those 10 categories and all those subcategories that kind of fit under IT or fit under professional services? Is that a living document? And when would you expect that to be updated, if at all?
Thinking about this as a startup effort, where we're kind of testing and scaling up over time, I do expect the categories to evolve. One of the first things the category managers need to do is deep sort of data analytics. We may indeed, as a result of that data analytics, discover that we want to refine some of these categories. I think another important point is that there will be sort of cross-pollination of these categories. So if we're going to be successful in driving some of these strategies, it will be a collaborative effort oftentimes among many of the category leads. For example, there will always be probably an IT component to any strategy we drive in the other categories.
Another thing that occurs to me about this is industry. So industry obviously is the provider of many, many of these services that we're talking about, many of these products as well. What's their role in the whole idea of category management?
One of the things we've learned from industry, that a key component of category management is supplier relationship management. That is, again, back to your question of how strategic sourcing and category management are sort of work together. Category management as a broader set of strategies does include supplier relationship management. So it's really working closely with our contractor community and business partners to better manage those relationships. And that can be, for example, working with some of our top suppliers to help them sort of navigate across or think about the relationship we have with certain companies, not within our individual procurement silos, but across an enterprise, and work together to identify ways we can be smarter, both from a government perspective or their perspective in how we work together.
Anne Rung is administrator of the Office of Federal Procurement Policy, speaking with Federal News Radio's Jason Miller. Learn more about OFPP's Category Management Initiative at federalnewsradio.com. Share this interview with colleagues. Go to federalnewsradio.com/Federal Drive and click Share with Friends.